Frank, I suppose we'll start with the hot topic that is the six-day turnaround. Donegal, the last to play in the preliminary round and first out in the quarterfinals. There's 6 days in it. There's been a lot of talk and a lot of commentary about it over the last number of days, particularly from Donegal people saying that it's very unfair. Listen, others down the country are saying that we just need to suck it up. But what's your take on the whole situation, Frank?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's probably that just you need to suck it up. It's probably we've no other choice but to. But certainly, you know, I suppose from a Donegal perspective, even a supporters' perspective, it does seem to be the way that Donegal always seems to come out in the worst end of these decisions. I suppose even when the draw for the neutral game against Mayo was even up for debate. It was always either going to be Mayo we're going to lose out or Donegal we're going to lose out on that one, and it was Donegal who suffered that time and having to travel to the Hyde. And look, there's no easy way around these things. One of the two teams were always going to have an unfair advantage if it came up to the province of Ulster. But I suppose with the last team out last weekend there, you would have expected maybe to have some grace, you know, with regards to the 7 day turnaround. But I suppose the GAA, in all honesty, before the fixtures were put out, once the draw was made, we probably always knew that Donegal and Galway probably weren't going to be a double header with the other teams, with Armagh and Dublin probably the other two teams involved in games. So one of the two teams, whether it's Galway or Donegal, we're always probably going to lose out, probably based on a financial point, more than anything. Me personally, I probably would have loved to be heading to Breffni Park this weekend to play. You know, maybe the players might rather get to Croke Park earlier and play in the quarterfinals. But I think it would have been, we were up previously in Breffni Park, you know, playing Cavan, and you know, I enjoyed the venue. You know, haven't been too many games as a spectator, but look, the decision was made to head to Croke Park with all four games, and unfortunately then some team's gonna lose out, and once again it seems to be Donegal that's the team that's suffering the most.
Yeah, but this situation hasn't happened before in the format that is the All-Ireland Series, the modern format of it. No team has been asked to play on a six-day turnaround, and it's more likely going to be the case as well, Frank, that it may not happen again, because this is going to come up a Congress and a special Congress at some stage along the way as well. So it is a bit unfair.
Oh, it definitely is, yeah. I suppose when you take the amount of football, I suppose, and you can go back through the Ulster Championship and the three group games that Donegal have played, you know, they have a lot of football, more so than any other county in Ireland. And definitely that six-day turnaround has a huge impact, because it really leaves you from Monday morning to Thursday, really. It's the only 4 days of the week you have, because you're travelling Friday and, you know, game Saturday then. So it leaves a very, very short window. And it's hard to, I suppose, do the proper preparations. You can look at Donegal, probably didn't know their opponents until early Monday morning. So the preparations for that, you know, and then getting the face-to-face time then between Monday and Thursday is difficult, while also trying to factor in the recovery time for players, you know, where they can, you know, relax and maybe switch you off for parts of the week. But it's a very, very short window when you take into account that Donegal, you know, travelling on the Friday also to get ready for a Saturday game.
Yeah. Last year, Jim McGuinness highlighted that maybe the year caught up with the team when they lost out in the All-Ireland semi-final. Is it a worry, Frank, for you that Donegal have played so much football now and the level that the football has been played at as we come now to this stage of the championship? Does it concern you in any way?
No, I suppose if you'd asked me that question 3 weeks ago, I probably would have had a greater concern. Having watched this past couple of games now in the group, if anything, I do think Donegal probably had their little dip after the Ulster final at probably the right time of the year. I suppose as a spectator, and I suppose as a former player, I went to McCood Park with a little bit of excitement there at the weekend, you know, knowing that it was finally we were getting to knockout football. And I think you could see the reaction of some of the players, you know, that they did, you know, while the performance levels in the first half probably wouldn't have been what they expected, you could see that, you know, they were in the second half, that game had to be won, and they went and won it very early and put it to bed very early. And I do think when you go through the players, you know, there's some of them like Oisin Gallen, they're stepping up now that, you know, at knockout football, I think you'll get the best out of players. And I'm definitely looking forward to this weekend. The factor in of the fatigue and the training, I think this weekend's the big game. Once they get over this weekend, you know, they could off again for a 2 week period heading into a semi final. And I think they'll manage that very well. It's all about just probably getting over the line now this Saturday evening against Monaghan, and the year certainly opens up for Donegal and for all players and spectators alike.
Yeah, it certainly does. You mentioned Oisin Gallen there. He was going to be my next question to you, or my next point rather to you, that it's all about timing, and Oisin at times has struggled to get the scores on the board, but that performance has probably come at the right time now for Oisin, and he get a big lift off at Sewell.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I suppose any forward, you know, you want to be scoring, you want to be playing well and contributing to the team. And I suppose Oisin, he'll know himself. He probably would have been disappointed in some of his earlier performances, but certainly now, I suppose with the home venue and playing in McCool Park probably helped last Sunday as well. And you know, he got an early score or two to settle himself down. And from then on, you know, he looked to have that confidence back where, you know, if he got a chance at all, if he got a half a yard, he was looking to score and looking to get on the end of attacks. And heading to Croke Park now, I suppose at the weekend, that'll probably create another bit of energy among the players with a bit more space to work with in Croke Park. So hopefully that'll bode well heading into the game on Saturday now for Oisin and for a lot of the players.
Yeah, and you can mark in Finnbar Rorty in that as well, because he'll have no problem getting up and down the big field of Croke Park. He was sensational last weekend, Frank.
Yeah, he was, yeah. Both himself and Patrick Mogan, you know, they add so much to the attack, not alone in defence, but, you know, in the modern game now with the rule changes, it seems to have really suited those footballing-type defenders, you know, that are well able to do both, and they're certainly two players in Pattern and Finbar. They're definitely striving and still holding their own, you know, not found wanting in the defensive side of things. I suppose both of them, especially Finbar, you know, are involved in a lot of the contact, a lot of the turnovers that Donegal get, you know, and it's a great sign for a young player that, you know, to have that confidence. And, you know, generally speaking, it would take maybe an intercounty player a year or two to settle in, but you know, to think that Finbar's only joined this year, you know, he's you would think he's been playing for 5 or 6 years now at this stage.
Yeah, and the squad seems to be in good enough shape now. Having looked at it the weekend, obviously Jason came back and got a start as well, so he's got more time in there too. And when you factor in the way Michael Murphy's playing as well, it's all back to the Oisin Gallen point, I suppose. It's all about timing, and things are starting to click again properly.
Yeah, that's it. And I suppose like any day, you know, the 15 that starts are not all going to have a good day, and that's one of the pleasing things that with Donegal, there's always been 2 to 3 players that have stepped up in the big times. You know, Michael Murphy probably would have had a quieter game by his standards there at the weekend, but at the right time he had that 2-pointer that kind of settled things in the second half, and that's been a core sign throughout all the performances. You know, when the pressure was coming on, or when the game was kind of there to be won, there was always different players stepping up, and you know, you're going to have that at the weekend too, like Shaquieran Thompson, Michael Langan, even Jason McGee getting his first start. It's certainly going to be a boost for him. You know, Hugh McFadden came in at half time and done a really good job in the second half, you know, and, you know, got on a lot of ball and spurred Donegal on in that early part of the second half. So I think the signs are definitely positive, and I think the players, you know, I can only speak, I suppose, for myself. These are the games that you're always looking forward to. You know, you nearly wanted to fast forward the year to get to Croke Park and get into those knockout games. And I do think that confidence is within the camp in Donegal. And I'm hoping we see that in their performance levels now at the weekend.
Yeah. So what about the opposition? Obviously, they've had a longer period off. Donegal knew all about Monaghan, and they beat them in the quarter final of the Ulster Championship, and Monaghan did, of course, run us very, very close on that occasion. But they seem to have improved through the series. They've had a longer break as well. What's Monaghan going to bring to the table, do you think, on Saturday evening in Croke Park?
Yeah, I suppose Monaghan, their danger is always in the forward line. You know, even right throughout the league, going through their scores, you know, they're hitting the high 20s, you know, above 30 points in a lot of their games. So, you know, they certainly have a forward line that creates scores from all over, and either similar to Donegal in that, and their defenders, you know, that they come forward at pace, and they'll probably take a little bit of confidence from that game up in Clonus that, you know, they probably left it a bit too late. You know, they closed right in towards the end of that game, you know, and had a chance maybe if they were a bit more switched on towards the end of the game with the Hooters system, you know, they could have had a chance to, you know, to equalise that game. But I suppose on the other end of things then, while they're scoring heavily, you know, they're up there in the 20s nearly every game that they're conceding at the other end. I suppose the 2-week break, the 6-day turnaround, it's a big factor now. If Donegal get the victory at the weekend, they'll say that maybe Monaghan were stale coming in after having a 2-week break. who knows? But I suppose you would point to the group that Monaghan were in, you know, playing Louth, playing Clare, you know, and then playing Down on their last game. You don't know, is that standard as high as what Donegal would have been playing when you take Tyrone, Mayo into consideration, the games that Donegal have had? So it's going to be interesting to see as to what level Monaghan are at after having that 2-week break. But I do know they'll be approaching the game with a lot of confidence. You know, when Monaghan get to Croke Park, they generally do themselves justice and perform very well.
Might just look at the other games that have been played in the quarterfinal, Frank. And would Tyrone be bringing any confidence to Croke Park to take on the Dublins in the second game on Saturday?
Yeah, I suppose Tyrone definitely, it's probably hard to read, so it is. You know, they got their victory in McCool Park, so that against probably what Donegal would say would be a below par performance for the Donegal group. And then I suppose there's a disappointment against Mayo, and then they seem to spark to life a little bit against Cavan. How much I suppose you can read into that game. Cavan had been, you know, shipping a couple of heavy scores in the group stages, so it's going to be interesting to see the Tyrone approach. But I do think the players that Tyrone have, they're going to certainly ask serious questions of the Dublin defence and the pace they have. You know, if Darren McCurry and Tarek Canavan are on song, you know, Dublin are going to have to be on song also to match them in the defence. I suppose the big one for that game then is the Conor Callaghan factor. You know, if he's fit and taking part, I think the Dublin forward line has a different look to it then. But it's certainly one that Tyrone definitely will be looking forward to it. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them come out on top against Dublin.
Yeah. On to the games on Sunday. First up is Meath against Galway. Can Meath add the name of the Westerners to the list of the big counties they've already beat this year in Championship football? Remember, they beat Dublin and they beat Kerry. Is it going to be Galway next for them?
Yeah, when you look through Meath, you know, they've been a little bit sporadic. You know, the teams that maybe you would expect them to beat, you know, they haven't been performing against. And then, you know, they play against the likes of Kerry and Dublin and then come out with victories. And not just, I wouldn't just say victories, you know, they were comfortable victories against both those teams. You know, they had a massive lead up against Dublin early in the game. And, you know, they had a good few points to spare against Kerry as well. So Meath, I suppose, they seem to have a little bit of steel about them this year, you know, that with a new manager on board, they seem to have a lot more confidence in themselves. And I do think they're going to put in a big performance. But I think Galway, probably similar to Donegal and similar to the bigger teams, have always been tracking towards Croke Park in the quarterfinal, semi-final days. And it's probably a game that they've been targeting. And they're probably hitting a little bit of form at the right time. If Shane Walsh gets over his injury from last weekend, they're going to have the right players on the pitch at the right time. I think they might just have a little bit too much for Meath.
And the last game is the big one. Last year's All-Ireland champions, Armagh, up against Kerry, who have probably been playing at below par this year in the series. One of the big guns are going to fall at the weekend, that's for sure, in that tie. Who are you expecting to come through it, Frank?
Yeah, it's a tight game, so it is, and it's hard to call. So it's probably a game that Kerry have been wanting, I would say, since last year's All-Ireland semi-final, when really they probably had the better of Armagh, only they let it slip towards the end of that game. And it's always been the talk of Armagh, I think, right throughout the year. The big question for me now is Armagh, while they've topped their group, you know, they've had that break now, and you know, that second year syndrome, does it start to show signs from now on with Armagh? Because they've managed the year really well. You know, their fitness level seem to be maintaining and their freshness seems to be maintaining, but they've still 3 games of football to go if they're going to retain that All-Ireland title. And it's going to be a huge ask for Armagh to keep those standards high. And I suppose if they're at the pitch, if they're at the right level, I would fancy Armagh to get the better of Kerry. But if there's any slacking off from the Armagh levels, Kerry have the forwards that are probably going to ask serious questions off Armagh. But it's definitely one, I wouldn't be surprised to see that one head for a draw or a kick of a ball in the last couple of minutes to see who comes out on top.
Yeah, right, give us your final four then, Frank, before we finish up.
Probably go with Kerry, Galway, Tyrone and Donegal.
Good man. Okay, we'll wait to see if that happens. Frank McGlynn, many thanks for joining us on the Score programme this evening. We appreciate you taking the call.
All right, thank you, Oisin. Thank you.